It is a bright, sunny day, and we're hoping it's going to be a bright, sunny day tomorrow because there's a big day. It's a big day. It's down by the Loch Shore. I'm going to speak to Stephen Green, who's dropped in to have a yarn with us. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Stephen, we've spoken a few times on the phone in the saddest of circumstances,
well,
indeed.
I have, yeah, unfortunately. I'd love to have been talking to you on a happier note, but, I lost my son to an asthma attack, and we're just trying to raise a wee bit of awareness towards asthma and do a wee bit of fundraising. So we've done very well. So we have done very well up till now. So we have have a big day on tomorrow at the Norman Emerson Group down in Ardmore there. So we have, that's just down in Larry there, so it is. So the guys I work for, and they've put a lot of effort into making this day happen. It's not very easy. It's easy to say we're going to have a truck run, but the organisation and plan and effort put in that by all the Emersons, and it was, it's amazing, it's great, and it's great to have people like that around you, you know, in times of need, you know. They've been great comfort to me and Donna, our family. They've been very good, and all and the local community, Frank, too, just been great, you know. I said we're doing a raffle as well at it, and some of the gifts have been given have been unbelievable. It's really nice. So it's nice to have people around you like that. So it is.
You lost your son, Tiernan, to an asthma attack. He had been using the inhalers. He hadn't been using the one that he should have been using. And it's a campaign that you're trying to get across because, as you described on this programme some months ago, there was nothing you were able to do to save his life as his life ebbed away.
No. And the what's often so precious to you, and you've no control of keeping him. You've 20 years of a child that you love, and you've reared, and you just want to protect them all the time. But when you're in the situation where you're helpless, it's awful. It's an awful place to be. And if we can prevent that from happening any other child, that's what we want to do. That's what our campaign is about. It's about raising awareness towards asthma, using the right medication, using your brown inhaler, keeping on top of it. Even if you're feeling okay, still use your brown inhaler. Use it, you know.
And do you believe that Tiernan wouldn't have taken that fatal asthma attack if he had used his brown inhaler regularly?
No, he wouldn't have taken the asthma attack. He would have still been with us. He wouldn't be in St. Coleman Cemetery now, so he wouldn't. He shouldn't be in St. Coleman Cemetery, you know, which is, it leaves you feeling that me and Don are empty. We are empty now, so we are. But great family we have, great family. We have a great support, so we have a great family circle, and they're doing a lot for us tomorrow. We've organised a great day tomorrow, so we have, well over 100 lorries, so we have.
This is a massive truck run that's happening at Norman Emerson's down, as I say, on the Loch Shore, where they've got the big setup. There's no shortage of Emerson trucks, and I'm sure other people's trucks as well. So are they all going to drive to the facility at Ardmore?
Yes.
And then there'll be a fun day, is that what it is?
Yes, they're all going to arrive about 12:30, Frank, going to register all their lorries, and hopefully leave the yard about maybe 2:15. Head up the road to the Meyer roundabout, back down the motorway again, through Silverwood, just through the local area, and down past our Tiernan. Back down to the yard again in Ardmore, and the festivities would take place as a barbecue. There's a strongman truck pulling event. They're going to pull my wee lorry, the lorry I drive. Sean Hagan, he does the world's strongest man, and also K.R. Emerson, he's one of the Emerson guys, he's in that truck pulling as well. We have a barbecue happening, face painting, we have a raffle, great raffle prizes, donated towards us, so it is, so it's going to be great.
And it's open to all and sundry, people can come along for a fun day.
Great, everybody's welcome, any member of the community, yeah, come on down, you will have a great day, so well.
And what are you hoping to raise the money for? It's very interesting what you're doing around Lurgan in relation to asthma and asthma sufferers.
Well, yes, tomorrow, our part of this tomorrow is to raise funds for the Craigavon Resource Department to buy equipment for that hospital. So we're very committed to doing this here. You know, we want to see something going into the hospital, because I say, in the blur of the moment, when the doctors brought us in, they said, obviously they wanted to show us how sick Tiernan was at that time, and the dedication and the total commitment of them people around Tiernan to save him, to try to save his life when he was in dire straits, where he was, you know, at that time. I could see their faces, and they were so committed. They were just treating Tiernan as if it was their child, you know. So, and they could see the devastation of us, you know. I was there, Donna was there, Lauren's girlfriend, and Lauren's mummy was there, you know.
So when the asthma attack set in on him, you were there trying to help him, but couldn't.
We were there, Frankie woke up at 3:30, so we did, and he was in dire straits. His lips was purple, his ears was purple, his face was pure white, and he said, "Mommy, I can't breathe," and we got him into the hall, and try to settle him down. He's such a big, tall fella, like he was 6'4.5", big broad shoulders on him, so strong, like, you know, in every way. Try to settle him down, but he couldn't relax, he couldn't get a breath. We got him in the living room, Frank, and we were on the phone to emergency services at this time, but I got him in the living room, I held him. I was glad I held him before he fell. I held him, and he, I looked in his eyes, Frank, and he was scared, and I was scared, you know. He said, "I don't want to die." But him, his legs left him, and he went down under the mat, and Donna took over. Donna tried so hard. She wanted him to live, and she tried so much. Amisha was there, her daughter. Her Ren was there too. Our wee sonny's only 7. And we're trying to keep Ren in the room because we didn't want him to see anything, because it was awful. It was an awful fear for a parent having to face life slip away like that, you know. It's just shouldn't be seen, like, you know. You don't bring a child into the world to lose him, you know. It's not just the run of things. You should be going first. He should be carrying you, not you carrying him. So,
you don't want anyone else to go through what your family experienced that night, and you want to get the message across to anyone who's coping with asthma to use the Brown inhaler, to have the blue inhaler as well, but to use the Brown inhaler as it is prescribed to you, not to take any risks and to concentrate on the fact that you have asthma. And you also want to raise this money with this, you know, it's strange saying fun day when we're listening to what you're saying. It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking, Stephen, listening to you and seeing the tears in your eyes. But you and your family are obviously so generous, and the Emerson group are so generous to put on tomorrow, because they're aware of the important message that needs to go out to every family who's got an asthma patient within the circle.
Yeah. They're Emerson group of they're family people. Yeah. They've seen of what has happened from the very start, and they've just thrown their arms around you. So they have thrown your arms around you, and they're dedicated to doing something in the lasting memory of our Tiernan. So they are. So I'm very grateful. Me and Donna are very grateful for all of us, what's taking place, and we're hoping the sun shines.
You know? Well, it will shine. It certainly will shine. It's nice to see a smile coming back across your face, Stephen. It is heartbreaking for you and for anyone listening to the programme. I'm sure they're moved by the tragedy that your family has been through. It was back in January that Tiernan, just 20 years of age, striking big fella like yourself, big guy, who passed away that night. And his memory will be recognised tomorrow afternoon. Just remind people again, the Norman Emerson Group, Ardmore, along the Loch Shore. Tell us how you get to it.
You take off at Junction 10 of the motorway at Lurgan. If you're coming from Dungannon, take off Junction 10, take the first on your left, drive for 1.5 miles, first on your right, and a signpost from there on in. So it's as handy got to.
Okay, so which signs from the motorway, which signs would you be? Is Ardmore signposted?
No, it's not. It would be signposted for Kinnegal. So if you come off Dungannon there and slip off at Junction 10 and take the sign for Oxford Island.
Oxford Island and Kinnickle. That's the general direction. I know it, but I don't want to basically be describing it, and maybe people are trying to picture in their mind where exactly it is. When you get to it, you'll certainly see it.
You'll definitely see it.
It's quite a setting, the Norman Emerson group down there. Stephen, really appreciate you coming in and the work that you're doing to help other people who have a family member with asthma, and hopefully no one will ever have to go through what your family's been through. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thanks for your time.
I really appreciate your time.